This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I am not, to be honest, all that big on anniversary news stories, but there is one today that's worth a mention, I think. Today marks 9 months to the day that Janet Yellen moved into the big office at the Federal Reserve. Today was also, just by happenstance, I am sure, the first time since then that she's had a chance to sit down with the guy who appointed her to the job. Meetings between the Fed chair and the chief executive aren't all that unusual. But as the second half of President Obama's last term begins with Election Day tomorrow, it is worth a minute to see what the Obama-Yellen economy might look like from here on out. Here's Marketplace's David Weinberg.
Historically, these face-to-face meetings happen for one of two reasons. Either the Fed chairman wants to brief the president on a big change in Fed policy, or, and this is the more likely scenario for today's meeting, says economist Mark Gertler, Yellen will update the president on the state of the U.S. economy.
She's going over to the president to give her assessment of the economy, and I doubt she's going over to talk about what she would like Obama to do.
So what does the economy look like, according to Janet Yellen? Based on her comments and Fed policy under her tenure, you could say that she sees an economy that's improving but still struggling to lower unemployment and stimulate wage growth.
Well, I think the key thing is her signaling of her concern for workers, for wages, for inequality, concern about inequality.
Gerald Epstein is chairman of the economics department at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Yellen's recent speech on inequality could be a sign that as Fed chairman, she will be looking especially closely at unemployment numbers when making monetary policy decisions.
Now, we normally think of the Fed as being the institutional shadow of the Fed chair. You say, you know, the Bernanke Fed or the Greenspan Fed.
But the reality, says financial historian Peter Conte Brown, is that the Fed is more like the Supreme Court. Its legal authority rests not in a single chairman, but in the Board of Governors and the presidents of the Reserve Banks. Together, they vote on Fed policy.
Now, Fed chairs, depending on their leadership style, either run roughshod over that committee structure, or they embrace the committee structure.
Conte Brown says Yellen has embraced the committee structure. And while she has been more outspoken than former Fed chairman on issues like income inequality, her actions have not deviated drastically from her predecessors. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.